Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Inspire Her podcast, where we delve deep into nourishing the power within. I am your host, Manal Gagnère. And today, I want to talk about setbacks and finding ourselves stuck in old patterns. If you listen to the first two episodes, you know that I've emphasized a lot on the importance of self-care, prioritizing yourself, and carving out time for your personal reflection. It's an incredible opportunity to assess our lives and see where we stand. I can say today with confidence that since I've practiced self-care for myself with the intention of growth and transformation, my life has definitely been easier, calmer, and truly more enjoyable. And the life of my husband and daughter as well. So it really has that ripple effect around you. As a human being though, and despite having found my way into my own self-care routine, I still sometimes find myself slipping back into my old patterns while juggling the myriad responsibilities of being a business owner, a mother, and the primary caregiver in the household. Experiencing these setbacks is really, really unsettling. I really don't like that. And yet, I've come to recognize them as being an integral part to the journey, as they provide us with opportunities to cultivate a growth mindset. While setbacks may be uncomfortable, they serve as catalysts for deeper self-awareness, allowing us to confront our limiting beliefs, wounds, and blockages hand-on. And indeed, sometimes there are no other way because the only way out is through. And that has never been so true for personal growth and healing. One significant setback for me happened after launching my newsletter, podcast, and new classes on self-care for women. And during all these projects, I found myself slipping back into the familiar patterns of overcommitting, striving to accomplish more, doing more and more and more, and attempting to be everything to everyone all at once. In doing so, I lost sight of my own self-care priorities and fell back into the trap of feeling inadequate, plagued by imposter syndrome, always thinking that I'm not enough. I'm not doing enough. Honestly, it took me several days of being stuck in my old mindset and narrative before I could pull myself back onto the path of self-care. This constant busyness depleted my energy, leaving me feeling utterly exhausted. So I really had to ask myself, what was I truly in need of? And why did I feel stuck and scared, once again doubting my worth and fearing I wasn't doing enough or I wasn't being enough? These moments of questioning, as hard as they can be, making you face your demons are opportunities for growth and learning. One thing that my dedication to self-care has taught me was to approach these questions with compassion and kindness towards myself. And as I'm talking to you right now, I bring both hands on my heart and taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out and being with myself with kindness and compassion. So in this moment, what was there for me to understand, to learn, to listen to? And then it struck me. I am a woman, a teacher of women, a mother to a daughter. This is where my true learning lies, in being a woman. I know it can be funny, but it was like for me such an incredible thought I just had. And as being a woman, we are cyclical beings, intricately attuned to the rhythm of nature, the waxing and waning of the moon, the ebb and flow of the seasons. We don't adhere to a linear, one-size-fits-all lifestyle. Instead, we navigate through our internal hormonal phases, each carrying its unique energy. Self-care, therefore, must adapt to these phases and cycles. It doesn't have to be a rigid, monotonous routine. Instead, consistency for us means tuning in to our own rhythm, flexing and flowing with it, rather than trying to force ourselves into a predetermined mold. Many of us overlook this interconnectedness with the world around us, and I am guilty of it too. I was at one point totally unaware of the significance of my own internal cycles. I'd push myself relentlessly, feeling guilty whenever I couldn't match the consistency and discipline of my husband, for example, or other roles model. I would compare myself and conclude in the fact that I was not good enough, not strong enough, not smart enough, whatever not enough I could find. And this would project me into my old story. But I've come to realize, and working also with amazing, strong women, that the rhythms of others aren't mine to follow. While I do admire my husband's steadfastness, discipline, and consistency, his energy differs from mine. And you know what? That's okay. As women, we embody both masculine and feminine energy, as men do too. While men thrive in a linear rhythm of doing and achieving, we excel in the rhythm of being and nurturing, a cyclical rhythm. And believe me, I'm the first to jump into feeling guilty or ashamed whenever I deviate from my routine, unable to maintain the same flow and strength daily. But that narrative of no pain, no gain isn't our truth. It's deeply ingrained, making us feel inadequate when we need a break, while others seemingly power through effortlessly. But it doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't, and it shouldn't. And as women, we hold the wisdom of nature and the secrets of creation within us. We're not meant to fit ourselves into molds that don't match our internal rhythm. And as a mother of a daughter, I did want to model that she doesn't need to be all at once. And this doesn't mean we have to spend all day sitting and relaxing, chilling, pampering, going to spa, only tending to the household chores and childcare. That's not at all what I'm saying. Being a woman isn't limited to that. We can also be high achievers, incredibly successful, all while preserving our own energy and not giving away our power. This is huge. This is really huge. And what I've come to realize, I know there are a lot of realization in this podcast, is that we can achieve and work hard in accordance with our own internal rhythm. Our consistency and discipline may differ from that of men and even other women. It's about finding our own rhythm and knowing when to push ourselves, when to take a break, when to socialize, network, give, or take a step back. And that's all okay. Once we align with our natural rhythm, we can achieve so much more by doing so much less. There's no need for guilt or shame. There's freedom, really, in understanding how we naturally operate. And you create your own rhythm and organize your life around it as much as possible, of course. And again, this is not an overnight achievement. This is something that you explore, that you experiment around your own environment, your own lifestyle. It doesn't happen overnight. And once you know, because you will by experiencing it, experimenting it, it becomes easier to understand how you function best. So again, this is not about perfection. This is really about implementing, understanding how you work from within to bring it outside in your life. So as we wrap up, let's simplify this whole reflection into three practical steps that I want to share with you and that you can start using right now. Firstly, see setbacks as opportunities. This is how you practice a growth mindset. When you face setbacks or feel stuck in old habits, see them as chances to learn and grow. Be kind to yourself and approach these moments with compassion. This is key. This is truly key. And for me, it's really reminding me by bringing my hand physically on my heart to really come back to the moment, bringing myself love, kindness, compassion, reconnecting me with my own humanity. Secondly, follow your natural rhythm. Understand that as women, we're connected to the natural rhythms of life. Instead of sticking to strict routine, listen to your body's cues. The body is wise. Adjust your self-care routine to match your natural hormonal cycles. And if, like many of my clients, you are already into menopause, that is okay too. Tune in to the energy and cycle of nature, the moon, the season, or just your own. By exploring, tuning in, listening to yourself, see what works for you. And thirdly, honor your energy. Remember, taking care of yourself doesn't mean sacrificing success. You can achieve great things. We all can, while still taking care of your well-being. So learn to recognize when to push yourself and when to rest to keep your energy balanced. This is all about boundaries. By following these steps, you'll find more harmony, fulfillment, and strength as you journey through life. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, so find what works best for you. And enjoy the process. Enjoy being with yourself. Be curious about what is it for you that works, that brings your energy higher, that uplifts your spirit. Take it as an exploration. Be curious because you are worth it and you are important. So tune in to your own rhythm or sync up with the natural cycle of the moon and season. This will help you align with your needs and nurture your inner power. And instead of feeling drained and overwhelmed by the demands of life, take back control by honoring your body's natural rhythm. Because if you don't, you will exhaust yourself. And that's what happened to me during my menstruation. And that's fine. That's okay. Life happened. My husband was traveling. I was like organizing a birthday. And I had like several ceremonies to facilitate, private classes. Like my daughter got sick. So life happened. And that's okay. But I did too much. and I didn't pay attention to my body cues. And I've burned myself. I felt so tired and exhausted trying to do it all, not respecting that my body needed to rest more. And that was not about not doing anything at all, because I had to, but it was about respecting my cycle and organizing myself accordingly, setting resting times in between chores and duties. And instead, I really got myself back into binging instead of sleeping, eating junk food instead of choosing the healthier option, because I was so exhausted. And when you're exhausted, you just go on a roll and you can't stop yourself and it becomes unhealthy. So my cup was just empty and it took me 10 days to recover. So please, 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 you are important. We are important. You matter. And we are so tremendously lucky to have a body that tells us things, that whispers wisdom to us. This is our gift. So remember to give when you're full, receive when you're empty. Work hard when you're energized, and rest when you need to recharge. This balance will help you avoid burnout and keep you feeling your best. I'm really, truly, deeply grateful for all my clients who inspire me daily to be the best version of myself. There are strong women willing to drop the mask, face their deepest fears, embrace their shadows, and journey into self-care. I have witnessed and guided tremendous transformations. These amazing women are changing the way they live and how they perceive themselves, coming from a place of love and power and embodying their true selves. They embrace setbacks without fear, welcoming new opportunities to learn, grow, and improve their self-care practices. And I'm truly in awe and honored to witness these incredible women stepping into their light. And know that it didn't happen overnight. They committed to themselves to grow and heal, to learn how to take care of themselves, to learn how to prioritize their own well-being. And it's just like, wow, amazing to witness that. So remember, embracing your journey of self-care is not selfish. It's self-love. You deserve the time and space to nurture yourself and thrive.